The police in Indonesia have arrested two more key suspects in the bombing that killed almost 200 people on the resort island of Bali last October. 17 suspects are now in custody. Indonesian police say they've arrested Ali Imran, a man they say played a key role in the car bomb attack on the island of Bali. A second man, named Mubarak, was also arrested and is accused of handling some of the financial arrangements for the gang that planted the bomb. The gang members killed nearly 200 people with a car bomb planted outside a crowded dance club on October the 12th. The majority of the dead were young Western tourists. The two men were picked up on Monday with 11 others on a remote island off the coast of Borneo. Police said Tuesday they think the two were planning to flee to Malaysia or the Philippines, both near the island where they were arrested. Ali Imran is the third member of his family to be arrested in connection with the bombing. His brother Ali Gufron, who's also known as Mukhlis, allegedly is one of the masterminds of the plot and a senior member of the regional terrorist organization Jamaa Islamiyah. Another brother, Amrozi, has admitted to buying much of the explosives and the minivan used in the bombing. Ali Imran is suspected of taking the van to Bali with his brother Amrozi. 17 people have so far been arrested in connection with the bombing. The police have handed over a 1,600-page dossier on Amrozi to prosecutors, and his trial is expected to begin next month. The Indonesian police have won widespread praise for the speed with which they have rounded up what seemed to be the principal players in the bomb plot. Amrozi has allegedly told police that the bomb was set in revenge for perceived maltreatment of Muslims by the West. Tim Johnston for VOA News, Jakarta.